Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, Friday Feels. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. Are you feeling something? Let us know. Bet_sweats on X. Bet_sweats. Don't forget, you can leave a voicemail. That would be fun if people leave their Friday Feels on voicemail on the Odyssey app. Go to BetMGM Network. We will recover those. And Sam, I mentioned it to you. You had not seen the video last night. And yeah, I just saw a quick clip of it. I didn't understand the timing and all that. It's hilarious. If you go back and watch this fire, I think we can say hilarious because everyone's all right. That went on just outside of the stadium during Wake Forest NC State.
Lots to unpack here because yes. The poor guy, the poor cook in this, what would you call it? Like a truck. It's like a food truck, essentially.
Food truck. It's a food truck.
Yeah, that's what it is. He's in there with the fire extinguisher trying to just go to work on this huge spreading flame. I would have been out of that thing ASAP. I'm gone. You'll never see me again. Like, I quit. I'm never coming back. I'm gone if the food truck engulfs in flames. This guy, give him credit. He's in there with the extinguisher. He's trying to put it out, doing his best. So the food truck is burning, also burning inside the stadium. Any bets on Wake Forest +7.5? Wake had a 14-0 lead. Wake was covering for about 55 minutes, but Wake did not score a single point in the second half. NC State 17, Wake nothing. That's your second half box score. And NC State kicks a field goal with about 6 minutes left to go up 10. Wake does not get inside the back door, 34-24. The truck burned outside. The Wake bets burned inside.
But during the fire, they're up 14-0. So if you're holding a Wake ticket, you're up 14-0. Place is burning. Smoke all over the place. Do you have to go Friday Feels? Mm-mm. No, not feeling it. Other side, even though you have a 3-touchdown-plus edge at that point?
I don't know. I just feel
have to.
I feel for Chalks. I feel for the truck.
I'm on the website right now. You got to go to this website.
What is
Chalks
it?
BBQ. Give it to me. ChalksBBQ.com. ChalksBBQ.com. Just the logo is hilarious to me. I don't know why. The man staring at you.
Yeah.
You see this
very
guy?
Wild logo.
With his overalls. I do. It's insane. It's insane.
Who does he look like?
Friday
usually
Feels.
I'm good at the I don't know. Who does he look like game. I don't. He looks like somebody. Anyways.
I know. I'm kind of creeped out by him.
He looks like Gary Friday. Sinise. That's who it is. He looks like Gary Sinise.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad. Friday Feels. What do you think? You look like Gary Sinise, sir. Shock.
Friday Feels, I feel like I'm not going to leave the house tomorrow. That's how I feel. I don't want to do anything tomorrow. I want to wake up late, maybe like 10 o'clock, and watch football from noon until 1 a.m. when Minnesota beats Cal. That'll be the late one. I will have a bet on Minnesota. There's a tease for Lightning bets. I'm going to order food. I'm not going to cook. Usually on Saturdays, I'm productive, get up early, go to the gym, maybe hit the grocery store. Get some things done, work around the house, outside. Nope, not doing a damn thing tomorrow. Don't want to hear about it, don't care. I might not even answer the phone if it rings. That's not true. I will answer the phone in case it's something important. I'm not leaving. I'm going to go as far as to say this. I will not step outside this house tomorrow. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I'm so sick of driving. Driving back and forth. Oh, you got softball. You got baseball. You got to go to your grandma's. You got to go to volleyball. You got to, oh, it is That's all day. I was like, oh, it's good. Thursday, I'll get hyped. I'll get ready for the game. Wasn't even home in time for kickoff because I'm driving to Moni, then Mokena, then Tinley, then Orland Park, and it's just nonstop. The wife needs to get back from Scotland. Thankfully, she'll be back tomorrow, I hope. my life will be in order a little bit. Even though, I don't know, maybe it's because it's been nonstop. It does feel like it was a quick week. Even though we had five full days, it wasn't like last week where it was shortened down to four. Maybe just in that football mode, it's like, whoa, all right, we're here now. I have to talk about all these games. You spend a summer previewing a season, previewing every team, and then so much changes with injury reports. Just the week to week, love the football season. Not complaining yet. My Friday feels, though, kind of relates to what we saw last night. And it's what happened, let's say, after the first month of last regular season. And I've noticed that it's carried over. We are dog players. We will sometimes take dogs on the money line. You spotted one of two dogs that won outright last week. And I'm talking about Vegas. The other one was the Brazil game in the Chargers over the Chiefs, right? And I look last night. We have a 3.5-point home favorite. Is never really in doubt. Never really, if you're back in the Packers. And we had a lot of upsets in the first couple weeks when we didn't know anything last year. I'm worried it's going to be a continuation of much of last season, and it's just going to be favorite, 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 because that's what we've seen so far. When we know very little in the sports betting market, kind of chalky last week. Besides, it was low scoring. And it was chalky. The favorites were winning. The two dogs I just mentioned, it was the Raiders getting home, and it was the Chargers. And I'm a little concerned because I'm looking at my card this week, Sam. There's a lot of pluses, and that is normally the case in the NFL with me. The plus last night was a big loser in the Commandos.
That was such a public dog, too, and it morphed into it throughout the day. Yeah. You started to hear a little bit on Thursday morning. And then by the time I'm eating lunch, start to see all the texts, all the tweets, book it with Trent, whale bet, Washington, this guy, this girl, Commanders, Commanders, Commanders. Room comes out for the top five props, Commanders. Damn it. I knew it too. My buddy sent me a text right before kickoff and goes, "This is the deadest dog I've seen all season." I'm like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "It's just a public." The free world underdog. At that point, the bet's already in. I mean, what am I going to do? Like, bet out of the bet? Yeah. No, not going to happen. We'll see what happens. I hope it doesn't carry over. I played so many underdogs last October. I'm a dog guy, as you alluded to. People know us. They listen to us. We like the dogs. We play unders. It is what it is. I'll play favorites. I'll play the rightful favorite, no doubt. Mm-hmm. And I have some favorites in the NFL this week. Granted, they're smaller favorites. But if I have another stretch like that last October when the underdogs were hitting at 26% or whatever for 4 weeks, it's going to suck. And I will just keep doing it. I will not adjust because I'm stubborn. Those favorites were just, oh, man, like October 2024 was a nightmare for anybody that lined up and tried to play mostly dogs. Mm-hmm. Not great. Let's see. What else do I feel today? I feel like just to zig when Gurch is zagging, I feel like I may at 6:30 p.m. tonight lay 48.5 with Indiana.
I thought you were going to say go over the win total or something like that.
No.
Yeah.
Heavy. Indiana is a 47.5-point favorite against big, bad Indiana State. What's that final score? I love when the side is 47.5 and the total is 59.5, basically saying Indiana State's going to score one time. I love when you get a high spread and a relatively low total.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, that 10 toes down yesterday from Gertz kind of threw us all for a loop. Like, we were trying to set in, like, okay, what exactly is he saying after this 56-9 win? Like, why is he so upset about it? And I still don't understand. Like, I don't know why that was they suck. Like, why? What was your takeaway from your 47-point victory that you did not like? Like, where you're like, they're not going to win a game the rest of the year. They're not going to win a conference game this year.
The defense looked horrible.
9 points.
We saw this last year against bad teams. Cignetti just poured it on. I mean, there were several games last year. Western Illinois, they beat, 77-3 was that final score against Western. Beat Charlotte 52-14. Beat Nebraska 56-7. Beat Michigan 47-10. I mean, they poured it on. Beat Purdue 66-0. That guy showed you. Granted, it's only one season. That's not a very big sample size. But Cignetti proved that he don't give a damn about your respect. Like, he's not going to take it light when his team is in overdrive. So I see that number 47.5 and think, maybe I'll be bored at 6:30. Maybe I'll be bored and just lay a little Hoosiers 47.5 tonight. That's how I'm feeling.
I'm laughing because Jake mentions in the chat, Gertz just on his couch fuming at every opposing field goal.
Oh, that, you know, that could be one of those games.
Yeah.
Indiana's up 50-0, and Indiana State comes in to kick the field goal to cover.
Oh, my God.
Watch that happen. For the cover, the kick is up. It hits the crossbar, and it's in. Field goal, good. Final score, 50-3.
Okay, so I know how you feel about field goals. How are you feeling every time Dan Quinn decided, let's take another 50-plus yard field goal, being on Washington?
The 58-yarder at the end of the half was insane. As he's lining up, too, I'm thinking, is he about to kick a 60-yarder here? Because if you miss, you give the ball to the Packers, who had some time left. And luckily, for our sake at the time, the Packers got in the field goal range, and then they donked one, right? Didn't they hit the upright on the field goal at the end of the second quarter? There were three missed field goals in a row, right? Yep. If I remember that correctly, it was miss, miss, miss. I don't know what he was doing. Like I said earlier, he felt like he was sort of deprogrammed. For as aggressive as they were last year and prone to going for it on fourth and short or fourth and medium, they settled a ton. They had a punt I didn't like. They had a couple field goals I didn't like. I don't know what happened to Dan Quinn last night. He just got away from the script. They were so aggressive and so confident last year on these fourth down decisions. And last year they cut to him and he just had like dumbass face. Like, moo, what do I do? I don't know.
Yeah,
it was very weird because they were so confident last year and they were not confident last night. I guess that's what the Packers defense does to you.
I'm wondering if, like, all the talk of the negative regression that's coming your way on fourth down maybe got into his head or something. Because that 58-yard field goal that you reference, it's fourth and four. You're on the Green Bay 40 with 19 seconds. Fourth and four, they went for it all last year. All that was automatic. It wasn't even a conversation. And he's like, let's go for a 58-yard field goal. And you're right. It almost got him twice. McManus ends up missing a 48-yard field goal as time expired going into halftime. But, yeah, I did not like what I'm seeing out of Dan Quinn either. A lot of missed opportunities there. So, I mean, but what was it, a nine-point difference? Those two field goals come into play maybe. Like a lot of things. As much as it looked like Green Bay dominated, and they did, if you look at the box score, what they have, 400 yards? Yeah, 404 to 230 for Washington. They were right there in cover land. And I think you brought that up on X as well. And more bad news, not to keep this on Washington too much, Eckler. Probably done for the
gone.
Official later today. And as you mentioned, the run game already in dire straits. And now it's no more Eckler. It's going to be all Bill.
I just was looking for something and I came across a tab and I forgot to X out of the Chalk's Barbecue tab and I saw Gary Sinise staring at me. Ah! It's just like, it's not what I was looking for. I wanted to bring up a couple other injuries that popped. Ed Oliver, I saw this morning, he's one of the Bills' best defensive players. He's in a boot. He's in a walking boot. So I don't know if he's going to play. I think that makes anybody who's thinking about, you know, taking the points against Buffalo makes them a little bit more excited. That's a big number against the Jets. If Ed Oliver's not playing, that calculus changes. And then Brock Bowers not participating in practice yesterday with a knee injury. So injuries are already stacking up, man. We know the whole San Francisco situation. Their entire offense is hurt. Bowers is hurt. Ed Oliver's hurt. Eckler, Achilles. Just keeps coming. The hits keep coming.
A lot of sharp money on the Jets, it sounds like. It's early in the week. Still got a couple more days here, but a lot of money coming in on the Jets, and you can tell from that line movement. I don't know where we are currently, if you have it up, Sam, but I noticed that Circa went to 5.5 yesterday afternoon. Like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, okay. They're 5.5. They are.
Yeah, they're still there. Okay. Interesting to watch, and I did take a peek at where the room is at. That'll be interesting to get to as well. More college on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.